Ibrahim Todashev shared many things with Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamron Tsarnaev. They shared a passion for mixed martial arts, the same gym in Brighton, and a common Chechen culture. And now investigators are trying to determine if they shared a secret, the unsolved triple murders in Waltham. When Todashev was killed in Orlando, law enforcement, including two Massachusetts state troopers, were interviewing him in connection with the Boston Marathon investigation. And according to several news outlets, Todashev confessed to playing a role in the Waltham killings. But Todashev is not the only person of interest being questioned out of state. WGBH has learned that investigators were in Virginia meeting with Hilba Etilip, a girlfriend and housemate of Waltham murder victim Brendan Mess. We've learned that her name was on the lease of the Waltham apartment where the murders took place. Etilip discovered the bodies of the men on the morning of September 12, 2011. Mess was also friends with Tamron Tsarnaev. This week, Waltham's police chief, Keith McPherson, confirmed that the Marathon investigation has renewed interest in the triple murders.
One of our detectives is working full-time in conjunction with officers from the state police.
And are we making any progress?
I can't comment.
At the time of the murders, investigators said the three victims were covered in marijuana and $5,000 was left in the open. There was no sign of a break-in. Former Middlesex DA Jerry Leone suggested at the time that this was not a random homicide.
It does look like the assailants and the decedents did know each other.
Leone described the incident as drug-related.
If it is a drug-related homicide, it's one of the most unusual ones I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Jack Cole is a retired New Jersey State Police officer now living in Malden. While he didn't work on this case, he points to his 14 years as an undercover narcotics detective for perspective.
If what is true about the three victims being found on the floor with marijuana sprinkled all over their bodies and $5,000 in plain view left there, that's pretty unusual for anybody that's dealing in drugs to do those sort of things.
But Waltham law enforcement sources tell WGBH that the Middlesex County DA's office believes it's possible that a substantial amount of money was taken from the house and that the $5,000 in drugs may have been left behind to, quote, confuse police. That's one theory, and there are others. State and federal law enforcement officials have been tight-lipped about this case, but this is what WGBH has found out over the past 4 weeks. WGBH has learned from law enforcement officials that investigators have examined bits of forensic evidence from the Harding Street residence and from a Mercedes that belonged to Brendan Mess that police towed from the area after the murders. That forensic evidence, including DNA, according to our sources, belongs to one or both of the Marathon bombing suspects. One of our sources says FBI and the state police, working under the direction of the DA's office, have sent DNA samples to Quantico, the FBI's forensic laboratory in Virginia, for examination.
But certainly the whole case will turn on forensics, I would imagine.
Gary Marchese is a Waltham City councilor who represents the neighborhood where the murders took place. He says the Tsarnaevs could be an answer to the crime.
And now that they've been connected to the Marathon bombing and possibly to these murders, it's resurfaced, you know, some difficult memories for the neighbors. The last thing we need is an unsolved murder for sure. So I hope the forensics, you know, bring these boys, you know, into focus because, you know, I want closure on this case. I really do.
And while the friendship between Tamron Tsarnaev and victim Brendan Mess has been reported, we've learned more about the depth of that relationship. In May of 2009, Tam, as he was known, and Brendan were introduced by mutual friends from their Cambridge neighborhood. Brendan was a talented martial artist. Tam was a gifted boxer who wanted desperately to learn mixed martial arts. Dan Magnarelli used to spar with Tsarnaev at the Y Crew Martial Arts Center in Austin.
He was a cool dude, though. I mean, like, we would do, like, you know, three-minute rounds, and then we would each alternate. He was very controlled with the sparring. He wasn't trying to hurt you, because when you're sparring with your teammates, you're not trying to kill them. So he's very good with stuff like that. Just a nice kid. I mean, would never guess it.
Tsarnaev was a superb boxer, says Magnarelli.
When it was boxing, he was good. I won't take anything away from him on that.
But mixed martial arts was another thing altogether.
That's what I do. It's like kickboxing. You can use elbows and knees. Yeah, he sucked at that.
And Magnarelli says that's why Tsarnaev befriended and began working out with Brendan Mess, a man with a gift for kicking, punching, and landing a roundhouse in the right place. Tam, again, as he was called, and Brendan not only worked out at the same Brighton gym, They also sparred in Mess's backyard in Waltham and at a Vermont jiu-jitsu studio. Around Easter of 2011, Tam helped Brendan and Brendan's girlfriend, Hilba, move into the house on Harding Street, carrying boxes and furniture up a flight of stairs. But their friendship was not without conflict. Tam was becoming more religious, and Brendan often relaxed with pot. A relative tells us that Tam and Brendan had loud arguments over their increasingly divergent lifestyles. Tsarnaev knew not just one of the Waltham murder victims through martial arts, but another, Raphael Tekin. Waltham City Councilor Gary Marchese knew Raphael as well.
He was a martial arts expert, Raphael Tekin now. When I met him, you could see that he was in shape. Even in the winter, when he had a jacket on, you could see that the young man was muscular. So that says a lot about the murders. I think three young, you know, healthy, strong young men were taken out quietly. It had to have been either several men or assassins.
After the murder, it didn't take long for some to suspect Tamerlan was involved. After Tamerlan failed to attend Brendan's memorial service at Ryle's Jazz Club in Cambridge, a relative tells WGBH that some family members had nudged Waltham police to take a closer look at Tsarnaev. It's not clear if that ever happened. The two friends, Brendan Mess and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, kept a low profile in this neighborhood. One person familiar with both men described them to WGBH as, quote, Cambridge guys hiding out in Waltham, unquote, a description given extra weight by a neighbor who lives next door to the murder scene.
There's just nothing we know. Never knew the kid that was murdered. And never knew his friends. You know, they were just another set of tenants. They just came and went, and, you know, so did we. We didn't pay much attention to them at all.
A lot has changed in this neighborhood. In Waltham, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.